Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide to the matrix of technology.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and all-around tech enthusiast. Today, we're talking about something that sounds like it belongs in a sci-fi movie, WebAssembly at the edge.
Right. It does have that futuristic ring to it, doesn't it? But trust me, it's very much a present-day technology transforming how we think about computing, especially at the edge of the network.
I've heard a bit about WebAssembly, or WASM for short. It's like a magic spell for running code fast in the browser, right?
That's one way to put it. WASM is a portable binary instruction format, which in plain English means it lets you run compiled code nearly as fast as native machine code, and it's not just confined to the browser anymore.
So, we're talking about taking this browser superpower and moving it to the edge of the network. Where exactly is this edge? Is it like the edge of a flat Earth?
No flat Earth here, Jamie. The edge in computing terms refers to running processes closer to the user rather than in a handful of central data centers. This means lower latency, better performance, and less bandwidth needed.
Got it. So, bringing WebAssembly to the edge is like having super fast, secure, and portable code running just around the corner from you. But how does it actually work?
Great question. Picture this. Each edge node, which is essentially a mini data center scattered around the globe, can run a WebAssembly runtime. This runtime executes WASM modules, which are the compiled code, in a secure and isolated environment. This setup allows for incredibly fast startup times and efficient execution.
That sounds amazing, but also kind of abstract. Can you give me an example of it in action?
Sure. Think about Cloudflare workers. They use a V8 engine, the same one powering Chrome's JavaScript execution, to run lightweight isolates at the edge. This enables developers to deploy code globally in seconds for tasks like caching, API routing, or data transformations.
Oh, I see. So if I wanted to resize images on the fly for my dog's fashion blog, instead of doing that heavy lifting on my server or the user's device, I could use a WASM module at the edge?
Exactly, Jamie. And because WASM is so lightweight and fast, your dog's stylish outfits will load quickly for everyone, no matter where they are in the world.
That's brilliant. But how hard is it to get started with WebAssembly at the edge?
It's actually pretty straightforward. Let's say you're using Fermion Spin, a platform for building and deploying WASM microservices. You'd start by writing your code in a language like Rust or Go, compile it to a WASM module, and then deploy it to the edge using their tools. They even have a step-by-step guide to walk you through the process.
That doesn't sound too bad, even for me, but when would you not want to use WebAssembly at the edge?
Good point. While WASM at the edge is excellent for tasks requiring low latency and high performance, it's not the best fit for heavy machine learning inference or long-running, stateful applications. WASM modules are designed to be ephemeral and stateless.
So keep it quick and light for the edge. Got it. Any common pitfalls we should watch out for?
A couple to mention. First, be mindful of the binary size. Larger WASM modules take longer to load, so you want to keep them lean. Second, remember that debugging tools for WASM are still evolving, so it might not be as straightforward as traditional environments.
Sounds like the future of the web, and especially edge computing, is going to be heavily influenced by WebAssembly.
Absolutely, Jamie. With its speed, security, and portability, WebAssembly is set to redefine how we build and deploy applications, making the web faster and more efficient for everyone.
I can't wait to see where it goes. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and diving into the world of WebAssembly at the edge with us.
If you enjoyed our chat, don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the latest in tech. Until next time, keep your code fast and your queries faster.
See you in the future, tech nerds.